Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There's the, while he's been president, I think that is the obstruction, the cover-up, and of course the sweetheart deal.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan is doubling down on allegations that President Joe Biden and his son Hunter had corrupt dealings with Ukrainian energy company Burisma. This comes as former FBI informant Alexander Smirnov has been charged with lying about the Bidens and working with Russian intelligence. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says Smirnov's indictment destroys the GOP's already weak impeachment effort.
It appears like the whole thing is not only obviously false and fraudulent, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda. And that's been the motor force behind this investigation for more than a year.
Meanwhile, Biden is facing growing pressure to back a ceasefire in Gaza after the U.S. vetoed another United Nations resolution calling for one. U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says it would have sent the wrong message to Hamas.
Without the hostage releases, we know that the fighting is going to continue.
Israel says unless the hostages are released, it'll go ahead with a military offense into southern Gaza. A million Palestinian refugees are crowded into Rafah in desperate conditions. The Biden administration continues to argue against that offensive, but critics want it to be more forceful. Days after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children, the University of Alabama at Birmingham is pausing in vitro fertilization. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who had her son through artificial insemination, says embryos are babies.
To save sperm or to save eggs. But when you talk about an embryo, you are talking about, to me, that's a life.
New York activists are calling on the state's Independent Redistricting Commission to revise its maps, saying they dilute minority voices. Tamika D. Mallory with Until Freedom says if the new maps go through, it could let majority white communities overrule communities of color and drive down turnout across the state.
When people don't see candidates that they believe in, people that they trust, and people who they know have a real true understanding of the dynamics of their community and their needs, people do not feel motivated to go to the polls.
Following the Kansas City parade shooting, Missouri Democrats have filed long-shot legislation to return the right to limit guns to local jurisdictions. The Republican-led legislature has paused two gun bills, one of which would allow firearms on public transit and in places of worship. But State House Democratic leader Crystal Quaid accused Republicans of political games.
They keep saying that they need to pass these bills to make Missourians safer. Obviously, they know that it will not make Missourians safer.
Finally, the White House says it'll forgive $1.2 billion in student debt for more than 150,000 borrowers. Biden says it'll apply to folks who borrowed less than $12,000. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.